Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Balo Eitzel Seir HaMishtaleach. So after the Kohen Gadol would complete the matanos, the spritzing of the blood of the par, the ox, and the Seir, the goat, he would go now to the Seir HaMishtaleach, the goat that was destined to go to be thrown off the mountain for an atonement for Klal Yisrael by Mount Azazel. He would go to this goat. They called it the Seir HaMishtaleach, the goat that would be, you know, sent away. And the goat was standing by the Shar HaMizrach, the eastern gate, because that's where it would go out to the desert. So he would go over there, the Kohen Gadol. V'someich shteyadav alav, he would place his two hands on the goat between its horns. U'mizvada, and he would say vida, he would say a confession for Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk states that he would confess for Klal Yisrael. V'kacha ya'omer, and this is what he would say. Ana Hashem, please God, Avu, Pashu, Chatu, three different, Lashonos, there's three different texts of sin. We explained earlier that Avu comes from the word is Avonos, which means the Zedonos, the purposeful sins. Pesha is Peshaim, the sins that one does out of Merida, he rebels. And Chatos, right, the Chet, is the Shogig, the accidental sins. So these three different types of sins, Avu, Pashu, Chatu, we have sinned before you, Fanecha, before you, Hashem, Amacha, Beis Yisrael, your nation, Klal Yisrael, Anna, Bashem, please God, Kapra, Na, atone for us, please, La'avonos, for the sins, La'pasham, V'lachatayim, the different types of sins, rebellious sins, purposeful sins, accidental sins, She'avu, V'shepashu, V'shechatu, Fanecha, that we've sinned before you, Amacha, Beis Yisrael, your nation, Klal Yisrael. And we already mentioned earlier that the order was actually, here they bring down the order as Avu Pashu Chatu, but that's according to the opinion of a mayor. We don't paskin like that. We go like the Chachamim that say the order is actually Chatu Avu Pashu, because we're going in order from smallest to biggest. Chatu is accidental, Avu is purposeful, and then Pashu is rebellious. We're going from the smallest to the biggest. Because you're starting from the biggest sin, so then you don't have to mention the smaller ones, right? Wouldn't make any sense. So you go from smaller to bigger. Okay. And this is also the same, we use actually this text from smaller to bigger in the level of sins, the actual davening that we use nowadays. Kakasuv besaras Moshe, abdecha, so as it says in the Torah of Moshe, your servant, lemor, as it says, so this is all learned out, this process is learned out from the Torah. Where in the Torah, where it says, Ki bayom hazeh, on this day, yichapar aleichem, it'll atone for you, l'tahir aschem, to purify you from all of your sins before God, and you'll be pure. So to over here, they explain over here that when we say also, so it's learned out of this pasuk, this mitzvah that we're learning now, that you do the confession, is learned out of this pasuk. And when he would say Hashem, right, he wouldn't just say Hashem, he would say the 72-letter name of God, the Shem HaMeforash. Comes out that the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur would actually mention the 72-letter name of God in the Beis HaMikdash a total of 10 times. Because it was 3 times by each vidui, each confession. There were 3 confessions, so that's 9. And then there was another time that he would say the Shem HaMeforash, the 72-letter name, and he would cast the lotteries on the goats. And he would say one was for the Azazel, one was for Hashem, right? The Chatos was for Hashem. The sin offering that the one goat would be brought as a carbon, as a sin offering to Hashem. So there he would also say the Shem HaMeforash, the 72-letter name of God. Va'akohanim, and the Kohanim, Va'am, and the nation, Ha'omdim Ba'azara, that are standing in the Azara during this process. Kisha Yushova B'Shem HaMeforash, when they would hear the 72-letter name of God, the Shem HaMeforash, Shayotz mi Kohen Gadol, went out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, Hayukarim, they would bow, Umishtachavim, and prostrate, so they'd be totally flat on the floor, Venov Ma'plim, they'd fall on their faces, Ver'omim, and they would say, Baruch Shem, Kvod Ba'chusol, Olam Ve'ed, it blesses his name for his glorious kingdom forever and ever. And we learn out from over here, that not just, but at this time did they say Baruch Shem and bow down entirely, meaning total frustration, but also the two previous vidois that we mentioned earlier in Parak Gimel and Parak Daled, we also, where they would say Baruch Shem, when they would answer to the Kohen Gadol, when he would say God's name, they would bow down, completely. Korea is on their legs, And Hashtach Havaya is Pishut Yudam Raglayim, spreading out your hands and feet to prostrate yourself on the floor, on your face. And he would respond in kind, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Ve'ed. And that's also how the Rambam learns it. And that's the, we use this Nusach, this text in our Siddur, when we dive in and say this on Yom Kippur. Okay, that's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel, Misaro. So after the Vidui, after the confession, the Kohen Gadol will give the goat to who? L'mi Shehaya Malicho. To the one that was standing there that would escort the goat to the Midbar, to the desert. Right, he was prepared already from yesterday, this fellow. And he says his job is to bring the goat to the desert. So he was standing over there by the gate to bring the goat to the desert. So the Kohen Gadol wouldn't bring it. He'd give it to this messenger, and the messenger would bring it. Anyone is kosher to escort this goat to the desert, even a Yisrael, not just a Kohen, even a Yisrael. But the Kohanim had a set lottery that they would do, I guess every Yom Kippur. It was a minig keva, it was a set custom that they would only give it out to Kohanim, not to anybody else. They wouldn't let a Yisrael bring it to the desert. It was only for Kohanim. That's what their custom was. Rabbi Yossi pipes up and says, Maisa, there was a story, V'licho Arsala, that there was a fellow, his name is Arsala, and he was a Yisrael, he wasn't a Kohen, he was a Yisrael, and nevertheless he escorted it to the desert. So Rabbi Yossi says that, you see, even Yisrael did it. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is adding this point to the Mishnah. But what we're coming out with is that anyone could escort the goat to the desert. Typically, the Kohanim had a lottery where they would just pick Kohanim to do it, and every Yom Kippur was somebody different. But Rabbi Yossi says that there was even one time, or maybe more than once, but at least in the Mishnah's Mashma, that was one time at least, where Yisrael did bring the goat to the desert, not just a Kohen. And that wraps up Mishnah Gemara.